dear. Yeah, I missed you too. I missed you so much I followed you today.
I hate this poxy right. Bit.
Now close your mouth, cause you cold busted. Try to sit down here. Sit down here, so upset with you, don't know what to do. And my first impulse was to run up on you and do a Rambo. We're about to jam you and flat blast both of you.
Orange Juice Jones, oh, thank goodness that's not the 12-inch version, because it goes on and on about credit cards and bank balances and stuff like that. Who wants to know about that? Especially when you've got no money like me. Orange Juice Jones, that's Tony Lee's... I keep forgetting his name. Changing his name, you see. Tony Lee's Power Play single this week, and In the Rain, or The Rain as it's called. Weather forecast again in the West Midlands. Overnight, staying misty with freezing fog patches in areas, and a southerly breeze will keep temperatures around minus 4 Celsius. excuse me, got a frog in my throat. It's the time of year for it. Daytime weather forecast Tuesday, not Wednesday, as I said earlier. Silly people. You see, I got this off the central, what you call it, CFAX stuff. You know, Oracle, that's it. And for want of a better word. And they cocked it up. They said it was Wednesday tomorrow. So anyway, tomorrow, Tuesday, daytime, a dull, misty day, staying cold with a maximum temperature around about freezing. That's 0 Celsius, in case you're thick like me. Temperatures may rise to 2 Celsius in some places. That's plus 2. And there may be outbreaks of sleet at times. This is FM Stereo.
The station that gives you more.
Let's have a bit of retro rock, as some people call it. We'll have a golden oldie. I'm not sure whether this was golden, but it's certainly an oldie. Blondie and Call Me at 25 after 10. so that's what it is. I've been wondering all night what it is. FM 106. You keep me hanging on and all that sort of stuff. Currently broadcasting on approximately 106.1 GHz on the FM band in super stereo, and it is absolutely super this evening. I can guarantee that. And you keep me hanging on standby for a 12-inch.
Wow.
Yes.
Myself as a member of a higher community. I have forgotten how to walk and speak.
Don't worry, I have that problem. When
I am on the way toward flight, air, dancing. My very gestures express enchantment. I feel myself a god. Supernatural sounds emanate from me. I walk about enchanted. Ecstasy like the gods I saw walking in my dreams. I am no longer an artist. I have become a work of art.
I know how he feels. I've become a work of art a long
Welcome
time ago.
To the Pleasure Dome.
By the way, hello to Spartacus in Hans... Spartacus. Sorry, not Spartacus. It's all right, slight problem with the alcohol here. Spartacus in Handsworth. Hello to Bob and Graham, part of the B-Gang. You know who you are, don't you? Yes, we know. Frankie goes to Hollywood.
I'm gonna treasured home. On our way home, going home where love is home. Love they perform. Welcome to the pleasure.
Didn't spoil it too much, did it, eh? 25 minutes away from 11. This does go on and on and on and on. It's a bit like my mother, actually. By the way, incidentally, we have a little pop trivia coming up for you shortly. No competition to win a prize, but a little competition to sort of test your intelligence on music. So that's coming up shortly in about 2 minutes' time when this has finally finished. Please, hurry up! Like my father's laugh, that. Frankie Goes to Hollywood and the Pleasure Dome, the 12-inch, which is slightly different from the album version. In fact, I prefer that, although it's not so stereophonic and so hi-fi. I like it better, really. Do you mind not laughing? Thank you very much. Coming up in a short, as I always say, a little pop trivia question. We can't sort of give prizes away because it's a bit difficult because you don't know where we are. And we don't know where you are, so just a little teaser for your brain, a little brain teaser coming up shortly on 106 FM.
The station that gives you more.
Excuse me, what are you doing with that radio?
You left me broke.
1959, that was.
No, not really.
You Little Thief, I like that, Fergal Sharkey. Right, okay, you ready for this pop trivia question? If I can say, I can say it's amazing. I've had two cans of that strong stuff as well. I'm not allowed to say it because it's advertising, you see. Okay, pop trivia question is, you've heard of Wham, who hasn't? Okay. They've had quite a few hit singles, right? But how many number ones have they had? And which, more to the point, which was their first number one hit single? Okay, so have a think about that. No, no clues, no clues, right? Just sit there and ponder at that one. And no prizes to be given, because we can't... Why not jangling your keys, thank you? No prizes to be given, because, well, we don't know where you live, basically. So there you are. Have a think about that, all right?
Don't wish it away, don't look at it like it's forever. Between you and me, I could honestly say that things can only get better. Just here in the space, picture my face in your hands. Live for each second without hesitation, and never forget I'm your man. Simply love you
Elton John, and I guess that's why they call it the blues, I suppose. Thank God it's finished. I thought it was one of those records that went on and on and on, like my mother, really. Elton John, he's been in hospital lately and had a throat operation, something to do with his things that drop in your throat, and something to do with your larynx or whatever. Apparently, so they say, he's had a Teflon-lined throat, which is the same sort of stuff that you can put in cars to sort of line your cylinders with. And incidentally, it's the same stuff that they put on non-stick frying pans. So even if you can't sing for a year, you can make damn good bacon.
The station that gives you more.
Job you're getting value for money these days on these records. I like that. That's Dead or Alive's latest single, and that's called There's Something in My House. In fact, although this isn't my house, there's quite a lot of us here this evening. 106 FM.
Yeah.
Play single of mine this week, C'est la vie, Robbie Neville. We've just been talking about this guy and lots of people don't like him, but that's going to be the next number one. Incidentally, if you want to write into FM 106, if you want to correspond with us, the address to write to is, guess what, FM 106, that's right, P.O. Box 596, Birmingham B16 OJA. That's FM 106, P.O. Box 596, Birmingham B16 OJA. And I'll give that out later, just in case you missed it. 106.
You want to
swing out, sister breakout. Quick repeat on our trivia question this evening. No prizes, I'm afraid, because we can't get to you unless you write to us. Oh, incidentally, that number I gave you earlier, don't write FM 106. Haha. Just write Darren Johnson. You know how to spell that, don't you? Sort of Darren and Johnson. P.O. Box 596, 596, Birmingham, B16 OJL. I'll just give you a quick repeat of that. P.O. Box 596, Birmingham, 16 OJA. And if you say Darren Johnson on the top, that will get to us. All right? No problem. Okay, quick repeat on the trivia question I gave you earlier. I said to you, which hit single was Wham's first number one? They've had quite a few hits, but which was their first number one, and how many number ones have they had?
Bye.
Hazel Dean, and they say it's going to rain. Well, they say it's going to snow, actually, or sleet tomorrow. The weather forecast, aptly sort of brought along there, sort of thing. Staying misty with freezing fog patches tonight in most areas. A southerly breeze will keep temperatures around about minus 4 Celsius. And the daytime weather forecast, that's Tuesday tomorrow, just in case you don't know, because it's still 10 past 11, still Monday at the moment. A dull misty day, staying cold with a maximum temperature around about freezing point. Temperatures in some areas may rise to a maximum of plus 2 Celsius. And there may be some outbreaks of sleet at times. I'm just wondering why I can hear some music, which is nothing to do with us, in my left headphone. We'll have to discover and find out.
Down the street. style. Climb in bed beside me, we can lock the world outside. Touch me, satisfy me, warm your body next to mine. Ooh, sometimes the truth is harder than the pain inside. Yeah. Ooh, sometimes it's the broken heart that decides.
Sometimes, and before that was Shack Attack and Down on the Street. Okay, quick repeat of the trivia question was, what was Wham's first number one hit? Okay, do you know it? Because I don't. Well, I'm going to have a look in my book in a minute and cheat, but please let me know.
station that gives you more. The station that gives you more.
Played that this evening. I like that. Princess and After the Love Has Gone, a 12-inch extended mix that goes on and on and on. It's only about a third of the way through. No, I tell a lie. It's about two-thirds of the way through. Okay, I'm going to repeat this trivia question. I know you're getting bored of this now, aren't you? This trivia question. What was Wham's first number one? That's the main question. And how many number ones have they had? Okay, but the main thing is which hit single of theirs got to number one spot first? I'll play the hit single, the number one, in about 15 minutes' time. Time right now, about 27 and a half minutes past 12. No, it's not. What am I on about? I must give myself a slap for that. I'm going to spank my bottom in a minute. Now, don't do that. That puts me off. 27 minutes after 11 o'clock. I'm sorry. You're in tune with 106.1 FM in stereo, Radio 106.
So maybe
girls, let's not get pretty about names, shall we? Thank you. Average white band, and let's go round again. That's what me and my girlfriend say, all right? Okay, the answer to the trivia question, by the way. Who was number one? Which record, I should say, was number one for Wham for the first of their sort of number ones, right? Sort of thing. Like, you know what I mean. You get my drift. I've been drinking. Who thought it was Young Guns Go For It? I did, actually, until I looked in this here book. Actually, Young Guns got to number three. Wham Rap got to number eight. Bad Boys got to number two. Club Tropicana got to number four, and if you can say, it does help. And Club Fantastic Megamix got to number 15. This was their first number one. Before you go, thank you very much, thank you. That was Wham's number one first hit. What are you laughing at? Yes, I know, thank you. It was banging about it. There's lots of, you know, I've got to tell you, we shouldn't really tell you what goes on here at FM 106, but there's lots of banging that goes on in the background, all right? Shame Julie's not here at the moment, really, because it doesn't matter. Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go was Wham's first number one hit. Their second number one hit was Freedom, And Last Christmas and Everything She Wants, which is a double A-side, only got to number 2. So just to recap, Young Guns Go For It got to number 3, Wham Rap number 8, Bad Boys number 2, Club Tropicana, Pull Yourself Together, got to number 4. The Club Fantastic Megamix got to number 15, and as you just heard, Wake Me Up Before You Go, got to number 1. Freedom number 1, and Last Christmas, Everything She Wants, that got to number 2. How's about that then? So there you go. Now then, what can I tell you about? Thank you, what's that? That looks like a gin and, hang on, I will just tell you here. This is live on air. To prove that we're live, I will get my clock out. No, don't get too excited. I said clock, right? I'll get my clock out. It says 11:37 and 50 seconds. So it's almost 11:38, 22 minutes away from 12 o'clock. I just had a drink put in front of me, taken away, and now it's gone back again. So I'm wondering what the heck's going on. So I'm going to stop waffing and have this... Hang on, I've got 2 drinks in front of me now. I give up. All right, FM Stereo, 3 drinks.
The station that gives you more.
I've got more. That's what 3 drinks does to you when you don't know what's going on. I won't let the sun go down on me, even though it's not up at the moment. The sun, that is. 20 minutes away from 12. FM 106, Darren Johnson with you, feeling a little bit, you know, a bit sort of tired at the moment. And, well, the drink doesn't help, basically. Where's the weather forecast? Who's got the weather? Hang on, somebody's sitting on it. Oh, that's it. It's under my drink, my vodka and whatever it is. Vodka and sort of, I don't know, lemon? Lime? Full of... Did you hear that in the background? That was an engineer who went, no. What? Oh, great. Overnight temperature around about minus 4 Celsius, staying misty with freezing fog patches in areas. And I just hope your toilet system works, because at the moment the toilet system here at FM 106, it doesn't work. So As long as you want to do a little one, it's okay. But if you want to do a big one, you're in trouble. Okay, the daytime temperature tomorrow, that's Tuesday, plus 2 Celsius in some places. Most places round about naught, that's freezing, in case you're thick. Dull, misty start to the day. Cold and sleet or snow showers expected in some areas at times. That's the weather forecast. 106.1 FM in the megahertz region. That's FM 106, in case you don't know by now. This record has been released, and it's currently at number... Well, it's charted, put it that way. I think it's currently at number 16 or something in the network chart this week. This is the original mix, Taffy, and I Love My Radio.